For the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Verna LaBoy and D. Campbell Carter both live here in Columbia and work with the Live Well by Faith program through Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services. This is a community-based program that targets chronic health conditions like hypertension and diabetes in Black churches. Verna's the health educator and leader of the program, and D. is a lifestyle coach. They shared just a few of their experiences with systematic racism throughout their lives and spoke about how racism is a trauma for everybody.
Now that the public health here has declared racism as a public health issue, I would like to see us get some funding to heal from the trauma that racism has inflicted on everybody, not just the victimization of the minority, but those that were living in their privilege, oblivious to what effect it was having on others. So everybody needs a little healing.
Everybody needs to feel how they feel and be able to talk about it and, you know, acknowledge that it's valid. A lot of people did not acknowledge that, you know, the trauma was occurring because it didn't occur with them and theirs. Now,
you know, conversations we have to have with our Black children as they're growing up, the talk to prepare them for being stopped by police, to prepare them for microaggressions, to prepare them for teachers who are going to say and do mean things to them, to prepare them, you know, for what they're going to face out there. Not everybody's going to love you the way mom does and grandma and dad and the family.
So you're basically taking innocence away from children.
And now our children are going through the difficult situations with their children.
Yes.
So it just hurts me to my heart to have my grandbabies, who I think are so precious by people. It's hard to get our precious babies to understand. And it's a shame we have to tell them that these things might happen to them and it's not okay. But if we don't prepare them, my goodness.
Right.
We're doing a disservice to our children.
Exactly.
But we have to prepare them for what white people will do and say to them. And here I am getting ready to retire. I'm close to retirement age, and we haven't made much progress. We've made some, but
not enough.
We got a lot of work to do.
And it's not okay. And so, yes, everybody needs to have that talk now, but, you know, with the understanding that if you see it happening as a person of Caucasian persuasion, then you need to step up and help the person who is being victimized. Don't just feel bad about it and keep about your merry way. Understand that it is your responsibility to step up, change it in whatever way you can, and that way your trauma will be healed. So we all have some responsibility in healing trauma for ourselves as well as others.
That was Verna LaBoy and D. Campbell Carter speaking about what all people can do to work toward healing the trauma of systematic racism. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News.